Even if your child has mild to moderate autism, learning disabilities, attention difficulties, or other learning challenges, he can receive a classical Christian education. The Simply Classical curriculum was created by Issues Etc. guest Cheryl Swope, an author, educator with a master's degree in special education, and homeschooling mother of twins with special needs. The Simply Classical curriculum has become an answer to prayer for parents and schools. Visit ClassicalSpecialNeeds.com and save $5 with the coupon code LPR.
One of the things we don't often look at here on Issues Etc., we bump into it occasionally, but we spend so much time talking about the protection of life from beginning to end. In the context of our country, the United States, occasionally we'll say something about another country here or there, but we've never really done a careful look at abortion from a global perspective. That is, what does the rest of the world besides the United States look like when it comes to the issue of abortion and abortion law? We're going to be doing that here on this Thursday afternoon for the next few minutes. Joining us to do so, Scott Fishbach. He's executive director of Minnesota Citizens Concerned for Life. Scott, welcome to Issues Etc.
Hello.
Give us some global perspective here. In the U.S. alone, the Guttmacher Institute estimates for 2015 just over a million abortions performed. How does that compare with the global numbers?
Well, it's going to be pretty high. The United States as a country does have unlimited abortion, whereas most of the developed world does not have that situation. Even most of the countries in Europe are going to have some type of protections in place. Say at 12 weeks or 14 weeks, 16 weeks on, you can't have an abortion anymore after the unborn child is at gestational age. When you look at a situation maybe in China or in some of the other Southeastern Asian countries, the abortion rate is going to be higher than what it is in the United States. But ours is pretty high, actually, when it comes to a developed country.
So are there countries, developed countries, say in Northern Europe or elsewhere, kind of excluding China because of its massive population and its basically population control official policy there? Are there other countries comparable to the U.S. in economic development with a freer hand when it comes to abortion on demand?
Not really. When you look at where the other nations are when it comes to the laws that are in place, because of our Roe versus Wade decision and Doe versus Bolton, it's a situation where we have unlimited abortion. Just about the rest of the world does not have that situation. We do here in the United States. So in the developed world, the United States unfortunately does have the most lax abortion regulations of most of the developed world. Even in some of the countries, say in the Eastern Bloc of Europe, they are just beginning to have a little bit more, you know, increasing abortion numbers and increasing abortion policies. But even many of them are going to have laws that will say you can only have an abortion for the case of rape, incest, or life of the mother, or for severe fetal abnormality, or that type of thing. They're not going to have this unbridled, wide-open abortion policy, which was given to us by our U.S. Supreme Court back in the 70s.
Talk about some countries that where abortion is, for all intents and purposes, illegal.
Well, there's a number of countries that have done very well. Chile is one country that's had a strong pro-life policy. Ireland, in fact, just this last week, there was a push in Northern Ireland to legalize abortion for some circumstances, and it was defeated in their parliament, 59 to 40 was the vote there. Also, Malta has always had a strong pro-life policy, and what we see in those countries is a overall general respect for human life, and we see a much greater emphasis on pregnancy and having a good a reproductive outcome to the pregnancy. We see very low maternal mortality and very low maternal morbidity rates in Ireland, in Chile, and also in Malta. Those are countries that have had pro-life policies in place. They've kept them in place, and they've done well. Now, the pro-life movement in those countries has had to fight very hard to keep those laws in place. And in fact, there's been a little bit of a backsliding, of course, in Chile. But again, those countries have had pro-life laws in place. They've done well, and people do well with them.
Talk about a country like Germany. What's the state of of abortion law there?
Germany's going to have legalized abortion, but again, it's going to be restricted after a certain time point. I believe it's 16 or possibly 14 weeks there after the pregnancy the unborn child is at that gestation. You can no longer have the abortion. That's going to bring down those abortion rates much more than what we would have, say, in the United States of America, simply because people are going to know that they can't go ahead with the abortion if it's not done in that earlier time frame.
Is the same true of Great Britain?
Yes. Yes. In fact, England has had quite a debate raging here in the last couple of years about where that mark should be. Should abortions be legal after 12 weeks, after 14, after 16, or should it be restricted down to like 10 weeks is kind of the debate that's taking place there. And you know, it's not a debate necessarily that we encourage, but if it is the law of the land, of course, you want to try to bring that age as close back to conception, which is where we all know scientifically is where life begins. You know, it's one of those things where they're trying, at least in England, to rein it in some from where it has been.
Scott Fischbach is our guest. We're talking about abortion worldwide on this Thursday afternoon, February the 11th. When we come back, are there examples where abortion was previously legal or where abortion laws have been slowly pushed back?
In my family, education means cultivating wisdom and virtue by teaching what is good, true, and beautiful. Memoria Press makes this type of education possible with their classical Christian curriculum. Characterized by simplicity, quality, and affordability, Memoria Press gives my children a rich classical education. Get $5 off your next order by using the coupon code LPR. For more information, go to memoriapress.com. Memoria Press, saving Western civilization one student at a time.
Those beautiful notes were just the beginning of We Praise You and Acknowledge You, O God, Concordia Publishing House's debut CD collection from Pastor Stephen Starkey, one of the most significant Lutheran hymn writers of our time. For a limited time, save 10% when you use promotional code URA. Simply visit cph.org today. Lutheran Thought, Lutheran Substance, Lutheran Music, brought to you by Concordia Publishing House.
Holy Cross Evangelical Lutheran Church, Albany, Oregon, is a mid-Willamette Valley LCMS congregation where the liturgy lives and God's people worship as one, with sound biblical doctrine, weekly communion, and a clear confession of Christ crucified for the sin of the world. Please join us at 2515 Queen Avenue Southeast, or visit our website at www.HolyCrossLutheranAlbany.org.
Hey, Todd, what have our listeners noticed first when visiting the LPR studios?
Definitely the small size and the dirt.
Well, not anymore. Thanks to our friends at the Cleaning Authority, they've turned this man cave into a space that meets even our wives' approval.
Whether it's our office or your home, the Cleaning Authority is your cleaning service provider in the St. Louis area.
To schedule a free estimate or to find out more, visit thecleaningauthority.com. Thecleaningauthority.com.
Talk radio for the thinking Christian. You're listening to Issues Etc.
LCMS Disaster Response provides guidance and assistance to congregations who seek to proclaim the gospel and show mercy in the wake of disasters. We can bring capacity to your congregation through on-site assessment, volunteer training and congregation preparedness, and through grants direct to your congregation. For more information, follow us on Facebook, keyword LCMS Disaster Response, or visit our website at lcms.org/disaster. That's lcms.org/disaster.
Do you have a hard time finding Christian greeting cards and gifts that aren't either sappy or theologically suspect? Ad Crucem offers the perfect combination of art and the truth of the Scriptures with beautiful and reverent greeting cards and gifts. Deliver the true comfort of the gospel, Christ crucified for sinners, to family and friends with Ad Crucem. ADCRUCEM.com. Confessing the faith through art and word. AdCrucem.com. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're talking about abortion worldwide, getting kind of a global perspective on abortion. Scott Fishbach is our guest, Executive Director of Minnesota Citizens Concerned for Life. Scott, is there an example of a country where abortion was previously legal and isn't now, or where they've been more lax in abortion permission and then the laws have been tightening up?
We see some of that right now currently, as I mentioned earlier, in the Eastern Bloc countries. I think Russia is a good example of a country during their communist phase. They had just wild numbers of abortions took place in communist Russia. And the impact of that and the effects of it have been pretty devastating for them as a nation and as a country. One, they have a declining population situation where there just weren't Russians being born, and that created all sorts of havoc for them when it came to their economy. But also the long-term effects on women who have repeated abortions. And it was not uncommon in communist Russia for women to have 3, 4, 5, even 7 abortions during their lifetime. We're now seeing the massive increase in breast cancer, cervical incompetence, and a number of different things that have taken place because of the unlimited and unbridled abortions that they had in communist Russia. I think the Russian people and the Russian parliament has looked at that and said, you know, this didn't work. We have got to pull this back. We've got to scale this back. And now they are. They're putting in a number of common sense reforms to try to bring those abortion numbers down so that it not only will protect the unborn child, but will also not have such an adverse effect on women's health within their country.
What about the countries in Africa? How would you paint the picture of the abortion situation there?
Well, it's dire. I've been to Africa. I've worked with a lot of the pro-life groups in Africa, Uganda, Tanzania, some of those areas. It's a very sad situation in that you don't have a mature healthcare situation there, where you don't have a medical clinic or you don't have a medical hospital where you can actually get care. So if an abortion does happen, it's not a situation where they're going to have the aftercare. Many of the places where they're trying to legalize abortion, there's no infrastructure. So if you have a situation where a woman has had an abortion, there's no aftercare for her to be taken care of. Most of the countries within Africa still have pro-life laws in place, but where they don't, like in South Africa and in Tunisia, we've seen exploding abortion rates, where the rate of abortion goes very, very high, and then after several years after the legalization, it does settle down a lot. But where you don't have a healthcare infrastructure, abortion is one of the most dangerous things you can actually introduce to a society, because there's just not the support there to help the women and the unborn children. Many on the international level, we do some work out at the United Nations, and many times they'll say, oh, if you would just legalize abortion, you're going to bring those maternal mortality rates down. And in fact, the exact opposite is true. When you introduce abortion drugs, and that's especially what they like to do in Africa, because it's what they consider a cheap, quick method, these RU-46 abortion chemical drugs, the after effects of that and the consequences from the contractions and the bleeding and the hemorrhaging and that type of thing are horrific. And maternal mortality is not reduced when you legalize abortion. Maternal mortality is reduced when you increase health care and you get people affordable health care. Many of the villages in some of the rural parts of Uganda and Kenya and Tanzania don't have clean water. They don't have a clean blood supply. They don't have antibiotics. They don't have the necessities, which here in the United States we take for granted. They don't have any of that. So if you want to introduce abortion, especially chemical abortions, on a population like that, you're just really begging for a lot of death and a lot of destruction.
Is the United States an exporter of abortion through non-governmental agencies, through foreign aid?
We are, unfortunately. Oftentimes when we're at the United Nations, we find ourselves arguing against our own country. And that's unfortunate. It's a situation where you have the Obama administration especially trying to push the abortion and abortion in general on these nations. Sometimes you're going to have a situation where the Obama administration has actually gone into Kenya and actually worked with local folks there to change their constitution. Kenya is, of course, a very sad situation. For years, they had a constitution that was very strong in support of protecting the rights of the unborn child. And during the Obama administration, they went in there, they worked with the agitators in Kenya, undermined their current constitution, and now they have a constitution that is in favor of abortion. Not only have we exported the technology of abortion onto Africa, as well as these chemical drugs, the RU-46 drugs, but we have actively worked with NGOs and locals to change their government positions and their constitutions in the case of Kenya. So yes, unfortunately, who we have in our administration, whether or not we have a pro-life or a pro-abortion president, makes a huge difference, especially on this issue globally, because it's not just kept within the United States. We also export what we're doing by our administration.
Would you say that with about 30 seconds here, that if the U.S. Internal policies with regard to abortion were to change, if we were to begin to legally push abortion back, that the United States could be a positive influence for the protection of life worldwide?
Absolutely. So many countries look to the United States. They want to see what we're doing. They look to us as a leader. And if we're going to be a leader for life, we can have a huge impact and many, many babies will live if our country will take the lead and be in support of life.
Scott Fischbach is Executive Director of Minnesota Citizens Concerned for Life. You'll find a link to them at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Scott, thank you very much.
Thanks, Todd.
In a couple days, the world's going to be celebrating Valentine's Day. The church will also be remembering St. Valentine, 3rd century martyr and saint. We will do that right after this with Dr. Joel Olowski. Stay tuned.
Have you been too busy to get your associate's, bachelor's, or master's degree? Concordia University, Wisconsin offers 50 online educational options. Find out more at issuesetc.org. Click the Concordia University online logo and enter the program code ISSUES to waive your application fee. Concordia University, Wisconsin is here to strengthen and support the church. Lifelong Lutheran Learning. issuesetc.org and click Concordia University, Wisconsin online.
Talk radio for the Christian worldview. You're listening to Issues Etc.
You've enjoyed our Looking Forward to Sunday Morning interviews with Pastor David Peterson. Did you know that there's a book with more than 60 of his Lent and Easter sermons, including daily readings for all of Lent? It's called Thy Kingdom Come. Find out more and purchase it online at emmanuelpress.us. Make Thy Kingdom Come part of your devotional life during the Lenten and Easter seasons. emmanuelpress.us. Thy Kingdom Come by Pastor David Peterson.